Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the bliss point of podcasts. I am so incredibly tired and I almost forgot to record this episode, so I really want to make this quick. But I want to talk about two topics today, and those are your intuition and ambition. Those two words don't just rhyme, they also go together. We're going to explore how in this episode. So I want to start with ambition and striving for excellence. I've kind of thought about the topic for quite some time now, and I've come to the conclusion that it definitely has its place. Striving for excellence is not a bad thing at all. It's actually very good to be ambitious and to have a goal in mind. However, there's also the risk of getting lost in our ambitions, in that we kind of lose the feeling for the moment, because then we focus on the future, we focus on our goals, we focus on the things we're striving for, but we forget that we live right now and that right now has something beautiful to offer that will never be able to come back. Every moment is unique and it needs to be cherished. And it's important to remind ourselves that we actually live right now and to be in the now fully. And I also kind of doubt that it's super important to strive for excellence and to be excellent at something, because I think that we get taught that it's really important to specialize in one area and to get really deep into that. And I'm just not that type of a person. I'm a person with really broad interests, and I could never decide for on one particular thing that I'd like to do for the rest of my life. It's just not gonna work. So maybe we need to redefine excellence, not in being specific or focused on one particular thing, but rather developing it in a broader sense. So ambition is important as long as we stay present and remind ourselves that excellence is in the eye of the beholder and that it's up to us to define it. Now, the second topic I want to talk about is intuition. And I can definitely say to you one thing: your intuition whispers. It doesn't scream at you. It's sometimes this little feeling in your gut or this little voice in your head that says, maybe you should do this, or maybe you could do that. Listen to it, even if it's just with small things. I'm just noticing that in my daily life, I get these kind of nudges of intuition. And every time I listen to them, it pays off. And every time I don't, I later think I should have. So it's really important to listen to your intuition and to listen to what that inner voice says. There is a lot of wisdom in you, and there is a lot of wisdom in every one of us. And tapping into it is really about unlearning a lot of things that we have learned throughout our lives, because we all have that innate intuition inside of us. So just listen, and sometimes it can help to wind down, to relax, to meditate or pray to get centered again so you can get back to yourself. And I really hope that you liked this episode. If you did, please make sure to rate my podcast wherever you are listening and subscribe if you haven't already. Thank you so much, and I will catch you on Sunday or Monday. We'll see. Bye.